Zimbabwe.
Zimbabwe, this is Studio 7 Live Talk, the Women's Round Table, coming to you today on Thursday, April 14th, 2022. I'm your host, Sithandwe Ngimhlanga.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya, who is broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C., due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Yes, Marv, today we'll be discussing what's going on the second blitz of the voter registration exercise, with most organizations for the female activists encouraging women to register to vote, and some having campaigns which are female spearheaded to encourage the electorate to vote. And we also saw the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission saying that its centers will be opened throughout the whole of the Easter holiday, so people should take that chance to register to vote.
Yes, sir. And we saw that in the past month, although some of the centers were open, people were not really taking up the challenges. So this is where now the women's organizations, nonprofits, are also coming out and saying that they are going to be holding awareness programs to encourage women to go and register to vote, and then thereafter to vote in the election.
Yes, and there are fears in some parts of the country that some constituencies may fall under the X for the delimitation exercise, because there are a few registered number of voters, and people cite various problems like lack of identity documents and birth certificates to enable them to get the IDs. But we have seen the government saying it has made it easier for people to access these documents. So we're just waiting to see if this program will pick up, or if it will continue on a slow pace with people trickling in. Remember, we even heard that there was a province where there was only one person registered by each day.
Yes, and we also saw that in Harare, especially, the registration department have been going out to high-density suburbs to encourage people to come in and take the certificates, and also taking ID cards to enable them thereafter, if they want to then go and register to vote. But some are arguing that maybe they should be working hand in hand with the organization that is actually giving out the birth certificate and the ID, so that the two, if you get your card, then you can register to vote at the same thing.
Yes, and at the same time, the civic organizations are encouraging the voter registration awareness programs, but we saw that ZEC has already started those. But we spoke to some activists who are saying that the exercise should have come before the registration, as some people are not aware of the ongoing process, especially in some remote parts of the rural areas.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yebo ke, kwelabo ke abasanda ukusixhuma, namhlanje ke sicubungula udaba lokubhalisela ukuvota, voter registration exercise. Esaqhubeka siyabona ukuthi sokulihlandla lesibili lwalolu hlelo oluqhubeka ke elizweni. I-ZEC, ike iKhomishini ye-ZEC, yiyo phela ebona ngokuqhutshwa kokhetho, ike yaba lohlelo olufanayo. Lona luhlala nje luvuliwe, kodwa okwehluke ngalolu yikuthi lolo luhamba lubhalisela abantu ukuthi bevote, kutsho ukuthi luya ezigabeni zabantu, i-mobile voter registration exercise. Njalo iKhomishini le iyazisa abantu kwinkundla ezithiyeneyo zobulenjini ukuthi bekhangele ukuthi ezigabeni zabo kubhaliselwa ngaphi ukuvota kuzo zonke izigaba zelizwe, Matabeleland, ezeMashonaland, ezeManicaland, ezeMidlands, lemadolobheni wonke, ukuthi abantu babekwazi ukuthi balubhekisa ukuthi bayebhalisele ukuvota lokhu. Iningi-ke kuyilabo abaleminyaka abasanda ukufikisa iminyaka elitshumi lesitshiyagalolunye abangakaze-ke bevote, ababhaliswa kokuqala, labanye nje abaphezudlana balapho abangazange bevote. Njalo labo abavotileyo ababhalisela ukuvota, sibonile isiphathamandla se-ZEC uMnumzana Jasper Mangwane esithi abantu behambe bayekhangela imininingwane yabo ukuthi yonke yenele yini nxa babhalisele ukuvota, ukhangele ukuthi ibizo lakho liqondile, iwadi lapho ovotela khona iqondile, isigaba ovotela kuso siqondile, konke kubhalwe kuhle ngemfanelo yini, ukwenzela ukuthi ngelanga lokuvota umuntu angafiki ephazamiseka ukuthi ayenze njani. Yikho ke siyabe sikucubungula ke lokho lamhlanje. Sikhuluma ke lengcwethi ezivela amalungelo abesifazana labanye abaphatheke kulezi nhlelo zokubhalisela ukuvota, ukuze sizwe ukuthi bathini njalo bakhuthaza njani abantu, ingxaki zingaphi, inhlelo zikahulumende aziqhubayo ziyasebenza yini ukuthi abantu bebhalisele ukuvota. Mavelayo.
Nasi kita kwezi naya yetu noreka kubota. Kona kutu masangano mazinji, haku kumbira iyo mazimai kukayende asini noreka kubota. Iyo zeta msini kona kutu karamore kwekri kutu ozakaru, kutu kajibibo, kutu kikarani, kwa msote kukosha kareita kubota. Iyo na ozakari wanotereka zutika, kartu kikarizmine, kartu enda kujimbe kata kiana kiana, na chiweza kutu wawamite.
Confusion, Pacamoria, Baba Ilicenda, Bakavar, Wabutan, Hashanurisi, Bakafuz, which is at Ovar was a Chosi, Saka, Tukuka, Kunanda, Patimashanda, Tijuzamas, Mayuchai, of Yuresa, Vota, Quatangashi, Akamukan, Yuresa, Munukwanisa, Vota, Jakari Muku, 2023, Pamalation, the Shai Kamunum, Zimbabwe. Yeah, I'm a nice election. Saka in my social media, you win that if you tell message, if you my post of Pamuriko, what I understand, or Kuma College, what I, your insights, you are this, you know, Kutumunanga, Pansa, when you're a voter. We are there, we have a program, I think that's my campaign, and if you come around that ticket to talk further, you see, why do I tell you that I could be 19 and one who is a farmer? I tell you about the Cassian Asian. Sakatukuramukana, I wrote through my chapters, Yedu, this is Sakunara on the Wati, and what we miss quality of Zimbabwe. You know, my province, the same, I have Zimbabwe. Sakayuko, what you must have came over to Fama, to see around the Cats, the Patrons from the remote areas, to see this summer night, Punyan, our Walla Ramani, Rema, to what is the South Iowa, Punyamano, Asia. I don't know what I'm saying. One of the ones that would be a good thing. Could you find the good ones?
Muri ipapo mataura imi kuti munopa dzidziso chimboti kune vakateerera muti udzo kuti zviri zvinodiwa kuti munhu awanikwe iye achinyoresa kuvhota mombotipa dzidziso iyoyo.
Munhu kana achienda kunonyoresa kunovhota anotakura iye inonzi chitupa. Chitupa ndochinodiwa kana kuti passport iri kushanda ndoyaunoenda kunorejista nayo neproof of residence. Proof of residence ndotsamba kana gwaro bepa remvura. Remagesi mazuva anokwani mabhills aya ndounotakura iroro uchienda naro uchinoratidza paunogara kuitira kuti wobva waiswa muwadhi imomo maunogara usazowanikwa nematambudziko ekuti panonyoresa dzimwe nguva waiswa kumusha iwewe kuno kudhorobha. Tinoda kuti tivharidzire matambudziko akadaro. Saka pachitupa chako nepasipoti iri kushanda ndakaona mazuva apera emaharmonized elections vanhu vaifamba nemapasipoti akaexpire. Hazvidiwe izvozvo, hamubvumizwe. Uyezve driver's license haishakwanise kuti munhu aende kunorejista kuvhota nekuti haitarisi hairatidze kuti sabhuku kwaunobva ndekupi kana kuti nharaunda yaunogara iri kupi. Uyezve hairatidze inonzi citizenship, zvireva kuti uri mugari wemuzimbabwe here kana kuti hausi. Saka kana kunorejista kunovhota kunodiwa vagari vemuzimbabwe kune avo futi vakapiwa inonzi dual citizenship vanenge vachiratidza kuti dzimwe nguva vanogara uku asi vakabvumidzwa nemutemo hurumende kuti vachikwanisa zvekuvhota vari munyika ino yezimbabwe.
Okay, if you can like just tell us what is your organization doing currently? You see you've been running a campaign encouraging women to register to vote.
Yeah, currently is the Women's Coalition of Zimbabwe, also is the Female Students Network Trust with Zimbabwe on voter mobilization for registration in Bliss Phase 2, which is currently rolled out by ZEC to ensure that our women get registered to vote. And we are encouraging them to really take the particulars that are required by ZEC and also by the government of Zimbabwe for you to be enabled to be registered as a citizen of Zimbabwe. So we are carrying out awareness campaigns around the social media. As the Women's Coalition of Zimbabwe, we are decentralized. We exist in the 10 provinces of Zimbabwe. So you realize that reaching out to the grassroots is not a problem. So those chapters are also doing the same in terms of mobilizing women to go and vote. And it's also in good time where we've just come from the by-elections where we've discovered that women were not fully represented and women, especially young women, did not get the opportunity to go and vote. So we're actually embarking on these awareness campaigns and also mobilization please to encourage our women to go and register to vote wherever they are. It's also not forgetting or not leaving anyone behind, especially to those women who are living with women with disabilities. So we are also encouraging the workers that they should assist them to go and register to vote. And we are also hearing that this registration bliss has come in good time where the mobile registration for identity cards is also being rolled out. So it's easy actually to our women and also the citizens of Zimbabwe, where the mobile registration for identity cards is being decentralized to our community. So it's easier for someone to acquire an identity card and go straight to register and vote. And we do want to applaud and appreciate the facility that Net One is also rolled out, that it is now easier now for you. If you register, you can search your individual voters through the Net One facility that has been given. So the campaign are running through the social media. We are also having the physical meetings. And because of now the COVID-19 regulations or restrictions have been relaxed a bit, people are now able to mix and mingle. And we are taking this opportunity as the Women's Coalition of Zimbabwe to reach out to the women who are in the deepest remote areas, so encouraging them to go and register to vote, and also encouraging them to acquire the identity card that are required for someone or for somebody to be able to register to vote.
Mm-hmm. Can you take us through what is actually required for someone to register to vote, especially for the women listening out there? What should particulars should they have?
Very important aspect is the MLS, because I think we've learned from that just the end of the election where we've seen people not knowing what are really required by one to be able to actually vote and also to go and register to vote. So what is required is a valid passport. You can also take with you an identity card for yourself. And surely we don't want people who use other people's identity cards, honestly. So that list is also helping everyone to acquire identity cards. So is ID a valid? ID is always valid. Mm-hmm. And a valid passport that is not expired. And a driver's license is not allowed to go and register to vote. So it's a passport and an ID. And then a proof of residence, which also shows where you live, the ward which you are coming from, so that when you are registered, it really clearly indicates. And we can also indicate through your proof of residence where you are supposed to go and vote. So it's very important that you should take with you these identity particulars so that you get registered. So we don't want disappointments where people go, they are uninformed, and they know it's frustrating. To come out of the queue, you want to register, but you are told you have brought in a driver's license or invalid passport or a birth certificate. That one or the paper ID is not required. So it's either the plastic identity card, which is now available in Zimbabwe, and even the metal one. Mm-hmm. And the valid passport. These are the particulars that somebody can take for registration. Yes, we are also doing this campaign on voter registration at the moment.
Thank you so much. Over to you, sir.
Lapho-ke sizwa umhlonitshwa wethu-ke esichasisela ngokwenziwa yinhlanganiso yakhe ukufundisa abantu ukuthi bebhalisele ukuvota. Silonkosikazi Evanice Monando oye-Women's Coalition of Zimbabwe, othi inhlanganiso yakhe ikhuthaza abesifazana ukuthi bebhalisele ukuvota. Okuqakathekileyo-ke njalo uyachasisa kabanzi ngokuthi kuyini okufunekayo ukuthi umuntu akuthwale nxa isiyavota. Abaningi ngabona vele selikwazi ukuthi kumele ube nesithupha sakho, kumele nxa ungalaa sithupha kumbe ule passport kumbe ule ncwadi ekunika imvumo yokuthi utshayele imota lokunye okuningi-ningi okwenzeka ukuthi uhambe-ke uyebhalisa ukuthi uvote. Njalo-ke usichasisela ngokuthi-ke abesifazane inhlelo abaziqhubayo lokuthi abesifazane labo bakhuthazwa njalo ukuthi bevotelane. Yikho-ke lapho besikuzwa-ke kumhlonitshwa wethu ebesilaye lapha ecingweni. Marvelous, you remember last time we had a campaign called we had a lady, Miss Coran Devele, who was explaining a campaign. Yes. That should be a registered voter campaign, which was spearheaded by women, because she's saying they are continuing the campaign during this second blitz. And she generated a lot of interest amongst the people and controversies when she stated that the women have to go to the extent of refusing to be intimate with their husbands, because if they have not registered to vote. Mm-hmm. Yes, we put that story up on the web, and our listeners generated many comments because they were saying the topic is controversial and they shouldn't, the women should not do that, but just say people should go and register to vote. But she did explain that it was done as the last, women can do that as the last resort, not only to their husbands, but to their children as well. You know, grown-up kids who don't want to go and register to vote, they should not dish out food for them until they show a registration slip. So she was saying that's the way to make people get up and register to vote. So today, she's still trying to get into the show. Her network is bad, but she sent us the first recording where we can listen to how far has this program gone. Was it successful? Did the women manage to do that, to not give their children food or their husbands? intimacy and how is it going. So let's hear from her as to what's going on.
Ikhankaso hashtag PRGSWater campaign iyaqhubeka kahle kakhulu ngoba kulabantu abaningi ababesithinta sokudlulile i-voter registration bekhala ngokuthi baswele ithuba. So mama sekungene i-second phase, abantu abantu sesebalandela ngokubafonela la ngokubasendela ama-messages sibabonisa lezi ndawo eziseduzane nabo abangaqonda khona ukuze bayeirejista. Njalo nje siyalandelela kubomama lapha ama-programs ayenziwayo, sifike kiwo mama sibakhuthaze ukuthi baqhubele i-campaign i-thousand level. Njengoba ngatsho lapha ekuqaleni ukuthi i-campaign le ithagethe izimbulu nezimbulu, okutho ukuthi i-thousand level one informed member should make a difference. So onguye ololwazi osisisa kabanzi ngento zokuvota nokuqakatheka kokubana sirejiste kusigaba ngesigaba. Siyamkhuthaza ukubana ayenze ukubana imuli yakhe yonke kubaba emuli yakhe yonke ngubaba kulele khaya ku-household konke barejistere. Omama yebo kambe manxa sisitsho i-strategy sokugcina i-last resort yethu yokuthi umntwana manxa engafuni ukurejista ungaphakeli, hayi baze behleke kube ngani yinto nje enobubhandlathize, kodwa bayathuka ukubana hayi abantwana after ngavela ukwenzekani kabili umntwana uyaphakama ahambe irejista. Njalo kwenzakala semtingi lakubobaba obaba nakufika omuhle benza omama sitho omama banganikeza obaba utazi ngendaba zokuthi obaba kabarejistanga kube yintoengani ilokubhanqathisa. Kodwa isithuthi sinamantu basiyabona sesikebahlela sinde ama-phone calls from abantu aba-different bekhuluma ukuthi hhayi sengikhonile ukubana imuli yami yonke ibe rejista. Iningi belikhala nge-issue yezithupha. So kuthilathesi izithupha i-registry la iprogram ihamba isithi abantu bonke bathathe izithupha after discalculate imuli yemuli kuzahlisana kule 0% yabantu abarejistered. Sihle sithi siqhubekele luqhubeke kahle nenothi non-registered voter ezindlini wonke umuntu abe-registered okuyinto e-positive kakhulu. Njalo silokhu siqhubeka lathi lapho sihlangana khona nabantu lapho esibica khona kula bantu ababutheneyo siyawuqhuba umkhankaso. Lo mkhankaso kasowami kuphela, umama wokho osefundile wazwisisa ukuqakatheka kwakho nokulayi lapha akhona ahlangene khona labo mama abaningi layo uyayifuta i-thousand level undiyapho kula bantu abaningi abakhuthelelo bavivelekile. Asengibonile omama abathize ngingangabona umama la efuthe ethola ibhasikili kwenye ilokishi ngimemeza la esithiko khona yeyi wonke umuntu ahambe erejista ngakonta umkhankaso sokuthi uhambile wonke umama semakushutha esigabeni sakhe izisi liyahamba lisinye lilibi yonke umuntu.
Yes, there Mavuheta, Ms. Cora Ndebele of the Registered Voter Campaign. She's actually saying the campaign is a success. They've received phone calls saying after a day or two when the children, especially the boys, you know, these ones who are always loitering around the streets, not employed, school dropouts, or their first school, or they can't get a job. After 1 or 2 days without food, they bring the registration slips. I'm sure it will be interesting to hear what Mrs. Monanjo says about this one. But the gist is that it's household-based, it's family-based, and the woman is the one who can make the difference by pushing the sons, the daughters, and the husband to register to vote. Yes, if you can ask Ms. Monanjo, what do you think of this program? Is it a best way of doing the campaigns, or everyone is free to bring their own types of campaigns?
Let me just ask it. My Monanjo, we are hearing here, you know, there's a campaign that is being spearheaded where they are actually saying maybe women should deny, especially at the voter age group, some food if they don't have the registration slip. And they say it's been working. What's your view? You work with female students, you work with students. What's your view on this campaign?
Yeah, I think this campaign is very strategic in the sense that it really denies somebody the basic need. And it makes somebody to realize the impact and the pain that somebody would go through after being denied food. Because voting, actually, you are, it's your voice. If you deny your voice, the access to be heard, I think these are the consequences. But I think it's also a kind of, you know, a bit aggressive, and I appreciate that because I think we have exhausted quite a number of strategies in terms of encouraging youth to go and vote. So drawing them closer to the need, drawing them closer to home, I think will make them realize the impact that they are causing, even when they are not going to register and vote. So I appreciate her campaign, but also to say, I think, we really need to look both sides of the coin. Mm-hmm. To say, in doing that, are we not also creating other problems? Because I think we need to go deeper to the grassroots, understanding why these youth are refusing to go and register to vote or to vote. What is also associated with their lack of interest? So if we address the root causes, I think we have addressed all the problem. On this sincerity. So it's okay, but I think other strategies should also be devised so that they can be educated and make them understand why is it important for them to vote. So, but this is an example. I think it should be followed by education, voter education, and also just conscientizing the youth and even the young people to ignite interest to go and vote and deal away with apathy.
Yes, that's very interesting, because we also heard in her audio saying that the people say they don't want to register to vote because they don't see any difference. But she's telling them that there won't be any difference if you don't go to register to vote. And that the strategy they are using is just to speak. And everywhere they find people gathered, they will address them. And she says she was interested when she saw a woman on a bike saying to people, please go and register to vote. That she believes that her campaign is reaching far and wide. Yes, over to you, Marvelous.
Mm-hmm.
Kishimuka mvura ya umma mumatepi musina mvura ihumeni sisi amshonga kuti isema tepi
Maybe let me just ask you again in English, what are you seeing on the ground regarding the youth? And we saw there was a lot of apathy when it came to the by-elections, but what kind of a response are you getting when you do your community visits?
Yeah, it's very pathetic and it's very saddening that to learn that youth, most of the youth, they are not coming forward. The reason I think they are plenty. But what I also discovered is that when we are doing our mobilization in our campaigns, yes, youth are coming in big numbers, you know, to attend those whatever campaigns. But what is also saddening is we don't see them on the ground doing the actual thing. Because we've taught them how to do things, we've taught them how to register, what is required. And you know what? What is also said is that the youth are the most educated. They are the backbone of this country. And if they can only take part in participating in the country, in the national duties, I think they will make a difference. But I think they are, should I use the word ignorance? I think it's a proper one because they pretend not to know, but they know because they are going to school. They are not taking these national duties very seriously. And they don't really understand the impact that is associated with not participating in the national duties. For example, if you don't speak to voting, if you don't register to vote, then they become very frustrated when the voting time is arrived. They want to go and vote by the day to not register because the morale now in the community will be high. To say, let's go and vote, let's go and vote. That way, somebody is going to discover that I did not register. And they want to create a drama. They go to a polling station, they say, I didn't write my name. Yes, what's blaming who? You know, I think you know the world is now, everything is.
Well, I think our guest has to drop. Hey, I hope my co-host, I hope they are coming back soon. In the meantime, we'll continue with our guest. I see Marvelous is back. In the meantime, we'll continue with our other guest, Cora Ndebele, to hear what she has to say more. Would there be a registered voter campaign that is spearheaded by women at household level?
fanele sasukhuphukele kuzima ekuthini asisa concentrate ukubonga mabuthi asase sikhangela one informed member in household health okusho ukuthi umama kumbe ubaba kumbe ugogo ngokukhulu kumbe intsha ezwisisa kabanzi ukuqakatheka kokuba yi-district voter nangokuqakatheka kokubana abantu bathathe ilungelo labo lokuvota emundlini kube yilo elimake sure ukuthi at house of health it remains with no one ongekho-registered sono vele 18 years and above. So umkhakhaso siyawuqhuba ikakhulu nasemaphandleni lapha siyafinyelela kuzakhamizi imizi ngemizi abantu bawuqhuba kahle lasakhamalokithini lokho siyasiqhubeka sikhageta different groups of people nasema-church nasema-church i-church sibatshele abantu bawuqakathekile ukuthi kudaliretesa ukubana futhi la kuma-youth programs athiyethiyeneyo njengenziwazi ama-youth siyafika yibo sibatshele sibatshele ngokuqakatheka kokubaregistered. So umkhankaso ngezinye indlela namafitshane kusaphela this second phase everyone abe eseregistered. The hashtag voter registration campaign is progressing well. So far so good. We are really impressed because in the previous voter registration we had calls, people calling after the voter registration is stop calling saying we failed to register because we didn't get IDs. But in this second phase, we are privileged that registrar a phone number program for those who want certificates and IDs in such a way that all these new registered people who have who got their IDs in this phase will make sure that everyone registers to vote. Majority of them were 18. Register general, we expect more numbers of people, who are registering and don't come and register for the registered voter campaign. On the same note, we have escalated our voter registration campaign by targeting informed members at household level. We are no longer concentrating on women or ladies to push this campaign at household level. But we are saying every informed member at household level, even if it could be the head of the family, the father or the mother, or even the youth at household level who are informed, they should just make sure that they preach the same gospel and make sure that at their household level or at their resident area, there's no one who remains unregistered. Even at community level, one informed member at community level should make a difference. What it means is one informed member should preach the same gospel to everyone and encourage everyone that he or she registered. And on the same note, people used to, when we started this campaign, it was sort of a joke when we say, make sure that you don't give your child who's anything about food for a night to make sure that you encourage her or him to vote. But they've given us results, even for the fathers, when we say ladies should deny then their conjugal rights, they were complaining, but at the end of the day, we got positive results because we had quite a number of people who have managed to make sure that at their household level, they remain with the 0% non-registered citizens at household level, which is positive, really. We are in place and we are encouraging, we are still pushing and encouraging everyone at household level. So far, we've been targeting groups whereby there are community meetings. We preach the same gospel at community level, at community meetings, in the youth programs. Whenever there are youth programs, we get invitations by the youth to come and talk to them about the importance of being a registered voter. Even at community, they have been invited in quite a number of communities, including
yebo ke uxolo lapho ngabona ke Shonicha wethu uxakekile lapho esachasisa ukuthi basebenza njani lo mphakathi lapha ke nje ubesekhuluma ngesingisi kodwa ngakakukhuluma kuqala ukuthi bahamba becela ukuthi umphakathi ubhalisele ukuvota yeyengizathi ke laqhubeke
good positive results, because we have quite a number of people who have managed to make sure that they are also careful, they remain with the 0% tax registered, which is at household level, which is positive. We are in place and we are encouraging, we are still pushing and encouraging everyone at household level. So far, we've been targeting groups whereby we work with the community meetings. We preach the same gospel at community level, at community meetings, even the youth programs. Whenever there are youth programs, we get invitations by the youth to come and talk to them about the importance of being a registered voter. Even at community, I've been invited in quite a number of communities, including my own community. I remember there was this residential meeting and I was invited to address the community about the importance of being a registered voter. So far, so good. We are really, we have for positive results. Even if we look at the rural area, as I'm speaking right now, I'm in rural areas and I'm preaching the same gospel, and I'm not targeting the community opinion, community leaders at a community, because if you target those, the message spreads faster. So far, so good. You are getting more youth, because on this particular issue, we are now encouraging the youth more to go and get their IDs to capitalize on this registration of for IDs and birth certificates. And we have even the old people who don't have the birth certificate. We are encouraging them to go and get access of a birth certificate and ID. And as soon as they have these important documents, they should just go and register and appear on the voter's roll. So far, so good. You are impressed. The results are positive. And we are expecting that by the time when this program ceases, every citizen of Matabele Land Region particularly will be registered and be appearing on the voter's roll.
Right, marvelous. That was Cora Ndebele. She's also adding that in some places in the rural areas, they find that even older people, older men and older women still don't have documents, even birth certificates, and they try to make them to go and register to vote. So we'd like to hear from Mrs. Mulando if that's what they encounter too, and if it's easier to get these registration documents, because we see the government is saying it has made it easier. But on the ground, does it really apply? Are people getting these documents easier?
Mm-hmm. I don't know if you can hear us there. Star was just asking. I think her network is kind of choppy at the moment, but let me ask her. If you heard the question, Star is asking that is it easy for people to get the ID card? Because she's saying, our guest is saying, in some areas, it's even the older people who don't have their birth certificate and ID card. What are you seeing on the ground?
I think so. Yeah. Hello?
Carry on.
Okay.
You can carry on. Yeah, I think we're having issues.
Yes, I think we're having issues.
I will try to call her back because I think, you know, she's been on the phone for the past half an hour. So I'll try to call her back. But it's interesting to hear what our guest, Mrs. Ndebele, is saying there, that she's actually in the rural area at the moment. And also the Women's Coalition of Zimbabwe are also saying that because they are in 10 regions in the country, they are also decentralizing and also pushing their message to the rural areas. So I'll try and see if we can get my Monando back on the phone because, as you know, the network in Zimbabwe is a bit choppy at the moment.
Yes, and like where Ms. Ndebele says she is, it's raining, so which is making the issues worse despite the, I mean, on top of the issues that are always there concerning networks. Yebo-ke kulabo abasanda ukusixhuma-ke sixoxa-ke ngohlelo lokubhalisela ukuvota. I-voter registration exercise yona-ke esaqhubeka elizweni lonke nje. Siyabona ukuthi inhlanganiso ye-ZEC isikhuthaze abantu ukuthi bebhalisele ukuvota ngendlela yokuthi sibona ukuthi siyakukhefu lephasika kathesi. I-ZEC ithi izigaba kuyabe kuvuliwe, uhlelo lolu luyabe luvuliwe. Ngakho-ke abantu bethathe leli thuba ukuthi bebhalisele ukuvota, kuyabe kungela ukuthi kuvaliwe ngoba yiphasika. Njalo bathi sebekwenza kube ngcono kathesi ukuthi abantu benzeni, befinyelele indawo zokuvota kathesi uma bezidinga njalo ngemota ngalokho kuthiwa i-mobile voter registration exercise. Yikho ke esixoxa ngakho lamhla. Silabahlonitshwa bethu ke abalwela amalungelo abesifazana. Sibonile ke besikhuluma ke lo nkosikazi Cora Ndebele will be a registered voter campaign kodwa usemaphandleni ucingo lwakhe aluvumi. Sakhuluma njalo lo nkosikazi Eva Nice Munanjo la usitshela ukuthi inhlanganiso yakhe kuyini ekwenzayo ngalolu daba. And Mavu, we also spoke to someone, Studio 7, from the rural areas who's saying that there are some people are not aware of the program, of the voter registration exercise, but they are encouraging people to go and register to vote. And that there are programs there to teach the people by ZEC. Some cannot access those places because they are far, although it's called mobile. No one will be very satisfied that it's their doorstep. Someone else will be saying it's still further from my doorstep, but it's better than last time. But those other centers are still open to the main centers where people can go and register to vote. These ones are just additional.
Let's take my Monando quickly because the network is choppy at the moment. Mutita wrote Mukona Shakamira Sipanya Yukuris. Yes, go ahead. Mukona Shakamira Sipanya Yuku and Amakwari, why you could even ask from the Yurisa Kufut. If you can say the same thing in English, what are you seeing on the ground regarding, you know, how people are taking up the voter registration exercise?
Okay, I think from the communities that the voter, more the voter registration is not able to do registration, but it is that some communities that are failing to access the registration points because they are still very far away. And also, I think the information or the media think it was also marginalized because it was used through radio. Some they also, it was discovered, I mean, published in the newspaper.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I think we're having issues there.
Some also were defending on social media. So it could not reach. Hello?
Yes, carry on. We can hear
you. Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can. Carry on. Let me call you back. So
yes, I'm
Munando Vakutaura Iwo Vachi Taura Kuti Kunezimwe Nzvimbo Shoko Harina Kusvika. So Star, my Munando is agreeing with you that yes, what the caller in the rural area said is true, because some of the messages that were sent were, you know, were done on radio and newspapers, and some people don't have access to that form of medium. So she was saying what they have done as the Women's Coalition of Zimbabwe is actually use their chapter within, you know, the provinces to go into each area, especially like places where people collect water and, you know, give awareness programs there, leave a leaflet there so that people can know. Because when they heard the term mobile registration, some people stayed home thinking that the registrar's office will come and knock on your door and give you, you know, your registration or your birth certificate. But that's not how it works. They are just literally going to an area and then expecting people to come to the actual mobile clinic that they'll be running.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. And the mobile registration, and I also heard she was also saying that some people it's still far, even yes, if it's still the mobile. All right, thank you very much, Marv. I think I will give an audio again where we spoke at Studio 7 to someone from the Rural Areas Empowerment Trust in Lupane, there in Matabelele North, and she was explaining difficulties faced by villagers during this second phase of the voter registration mobile place. We spoke to Vumani Ndlovu, Utolo. We spoke to Vumani Ndlovu, an official of the Rural Communities Empowerment Trust. Yes, that's Rural Communities Empowerment Trust is based in Lupane, Matabelele North, and she's explaining what's going on there in the rural areas.
Kumanayo, njengezinhlanganiso ezizimeleyo esebenzela eMathebelele North ukuthi iningi labantu abakwazi ngalolu hlelo kakuzange kube lendlela zokugqugquzela abantu kumbe ngithi zokufundisa abantu nokubazisa ukuthi kulo hlelo olunjalo oluzenzakala. Labantu laba abaqhatshwe nguhulumende okwenza ukuthi benze i-voter education register in education baqalise izolo ngemfanelo bekufanele ukuthi ngabe baqalise mandulo kumbe amaviki amathathu kungakaqalisi lona uhlelo lokurejista. Sinazelele futhi lokuthi inhlanganiso esizimeleyo kazizange zibe lamathuba eneleyo kumbe ngithi kazila mathuba eneleyo ukuthi zingene emphakathini zigqugquzele umphakathi, zifundise umphakathi, zazise umphakathi ukuthi kulo hlelo oluthize. Kungenxa yokuthi inhlanganiso eziningi kakhulu, ikakhulu nxa sikhuluma ngama community based organizations, inhlanganiso ezigxile kuzulu ebantwini emakhaya, kazila ama-resources, engathi ngama-resources ngesikhiwa, zokuthi zingene zisabalalise lowo mbiko. Kunzima ikakhulu emakhaya ukuthi kwenzakale lokhu kungela ama-resources angafana nezimota zokuhambisa ukuthi abantu bangene basabalalise leyo mbiko. Bekudingeka sibili ukuthi ngabe ama-resources abekhona, inhlanganiso lezo ezizimeleyo zibe yizo ezisabalalisa lowo mbiko, zifundise izakhamizi ontanga ukuqakatheka kokuyarejista. Ngombono wami ngibona ngani kuzafana nalokho okwenzakale first blitz ye voter registration lapho kube labantu abalutshwana khona abahambe ba register ukuvota nakathi sinje kuzafana kukhanya ngani nje lizaba nje uhulumende wenzizaba ukuthi kuthiwe kule voter registration kodwa ngeke samsola uhulumende ezimele yedwa bekudingeka lokuthi ihlanganiso ezizimeleyo zisebenze gadalala ekwaziseni izakhamizi kumbe intuzulu ngokuvota
kuyini uhulumende okufanele akwenze ukwenzela ukuthi abantu babekwazi ngalolu hlelo njalo befinyelele izigaba zonke zokuvota
okumqoka ukuthi uhulumende bekumele afunde okwenzakale kuhlandla lokuqala ukuthi abantu kabayanga ukuyarejista ukuvota ngembangela ezinengi ikakhulu emakhaya imbangela ezimqoka kuyukuthi abantu bebengelalwazi lalolu hlelo bebengaluqakathekisi ngoba bengafundiswanga ngokuthi lolu hlelo lumqoka kangakanani so kungakho-ke bekudingakala ukuthi ngalo uhulumende uqalise ngemfundiso abantu abenza i-voter education registration education bangena emakhaya phambilini bokuthi kuqaliswe lolu hlelo ukuthi ngazoluqalisa abantu bevele sebelomdlandla sebelolukuluku lokuthi bahambe bayebhalisa ukuvota bekwazi njalo futhi lokuthi iziphi iy'ndingeko ezidingakalayo nxa umuntu esiyavota okunjengezithupha okunjengama-proof of residence nokunye okuninginengi inhlangothi ezijiyeleyo ezigoqela uhulumende ezigoqela amabandla ezombusazwe ezigoqela inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo zonke nje lezo nhlangothi zizithele ngaqandayo akukhanyi lokuthi zenzani.
Yes, okay. There, marvelous. We had Vumani Ndlovu of the communities, of the Rural Communities Empowerment Trust. He's based in Lupane, Machabelele North, and he was saying what we have said before about the problems in rural areas. He says in his province, the ZEC personnel came for voter registration awareness education on Monday when the second blitz was starting, which was too late to inform, you know, other villagers. They should have been ready for that. And he's also saying it's not just the government, even the NGOs should also up their game to teach people. But of course, we hear Mrs. Monandi saying that's exactly what they are doing, and Kora saying that's exactly what they are doing. Because they were saying if it continues like that, like this, this program might be the same as the first blitz where they were lower registration. Yes, marvelous. Over to you.
Let's ask Mrs. Monando, you heard there from one of the callers, they're saying you as non-profit organizations, you need to up your game. What's your take on that?
I think we already upped our game.
Sipharamele
is a current hashtag. We have to go to campaign. You want to go to the hospital? I'm going to have a name. They are registered. It will appear on the voters' roll. In other words, the man who holds the camera, the man who is in there. What does this say? We cannot go to the campaign. But who will? Abantu ababuyezosigaba akukuthiba semathebeleni kodwa inenda abalayo ithu ukuthi abazalayo inkuthazo yokubona bayirejister yibo kambe ngokube sibantu abangene-interest okubona barejister ngoba babona ukuthi ubana kade bevota berejista emathebeleni isemufa ngene-issue zakhulumende bahlezisayele emufa the fisadlined so yikho abanekade bengakhathi lolu uhlelo ngendlela e-right but ngendlela.
Right, we'll have to cut it short there as we're running out of time, Marvelous. But we'd like to thank our guest, Mrs. Cora Ndebele of the Be a Registered Voter campaign.
And Chichen Oshakare Amai Eva Nice Monando, the Sangano Re Women's Coalition of Zimbabwe, Uyeje, Vari Sangano Re Female Student Trust. To Sangana Shakare Mnechime Chirungwa, in Indini Marvelous Mshanga Nyahuye, Dream Washington.
Yeah, now I'm just kind of feeling sad. So just do an energy, no, molesting it, molesting it, or just die, yo.